The Twins squaring off with the Rangers. Minnesota looking for a split of the four-game series. Joey Gallo ready for this one for Texas. Pick up the action, 3-0 Rangers in the first. It's that man Gallo at the dish with a man on facing Jose Berríos.
And again, the 2-2 pitch, a drive to right field. This is deep. Kepler not even going to move. Way back to right and gone. Out near the entrance, gate 34, clearing the Fox studio set. Twins down 3, he does. And Dozier launches to left field. Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone. The Rangers' lead is down to 1. And 2 on Rosario, and the pitch is swinging a fly ball to right field and deep. Back towards the porch, we are tied at 5. The Twins dugout knew it, as did Rosario. Cleared the porch, in fact, landing on the plaza in right. 5 straight from the Twins.
To right, going back is Chu. This one he'll play off the wall. Grossman digging for second. The runner coming home. He is out, but the run will score.
Twins 6, Rangers 5, top 9, 2 outs. And Belisle's 1-2 pitch. He got him. Strike 3, swinging, ball game over.
Matt Belisle picks up his first save since 2012 as the Twins earn a split of the four-game series, taking it 6-5. Brian Dozier, 4 straight seasons now with 20 homers. He's the 9th Twins player to accomplish the feat. He had to leave the game, though, in the 6th inning due to illness. The game was delayed over a half hour in the 2nd inning due to rain. The Twins earn a split of the four-game series with the Rangers. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
I think we've seen him grow in a lot of ways this year, and it's been a lot of positive steps. You know, obviously, you know, you get off to a start like that, and, you know, for the third night in a row, we got a first inning deficit. I know Neil got him, and I got him. Just talked about, you know, those are the type of games where people step up and try to find a way to put some zeros up, even though their pitch count's probably going to limit how far they can go, and try to give your team a chance to get back in the game. You know, it's not always going to happen, but I think he responded to that challenge really well. But it was really encouraging for him to go out there and find a way to, I think, you know, get the win and give our club a chance to come back.
To be down 5 runs and come back, how nice was that to see?
Well, we're getting a little more practice at it lately. I think to get the response, though, you know, we get, you know, Kepler hits the homer and Doge, and we get the 4 spot to give us a win one. And, it was a nice response, and we just kind of hung in there. We got the tie with Rosie, and then kind of manufactured one, you know, a little bit of a mistake that we made it so close on the out at second and the tag of home. Kind of one of those things that shouldn't happen at this level, and we almost got caught there, but we were able to get the run. And, bullpen, you know, 8 zeros combined with Jose going through 5.
Eddie Rosario with the big home run to tie the game in the 3rd inning. He talked to the media after the game.
It's good for the team, you know. But it's early. The game is 5-0. You have a long game to come back to the game. Everybody get out to say in the dugout, let's go. And no baja la cabeza nunca.
Never put your head down.
Yeah, it's the same thing. 9-8. I wanna go to the same focus, same approach, on my game. You know, it's no. I don't feel different when I'm putting 4. You know, I feel great.
Up next, the Twins begin a series at home against the Brewers on Monday.